I maintained my part-time roles at the boutique on Saturday mornings and the restaurant on late Saturday afternoons and Sundays, while also working at the Library of Congress, the James A. Madison Building, Congressional Library, during the weekdays. While these jobs offered a consistent income, they were insufficient in helping me achieve my goals of moving out of my mother's home and into my first apartment. As an information receptionist at the Library of Congress, the James A. Madison Building, I was mentored by my new coworker, a sophisticated older woman named Eva Smith. She was initially kind, guiding me through the office operations and my duties. I found her likable. However, she eventually turned on me. I was still naive, believing that if I was polite and kind, everyone would naturally like me. I was seated in front of Miss Smith in the reception area, and she was behind me, so, therefore, people would approach me with their queries first. One day, she snapped at me, questioning why everyone was asking me questions when she had been working there longer than me. I was baffled as to why she would address me in such a harsh and derogatory manner. After all, I was the information receptionist. I couldn't force people to speak to her. I was on the front line, so naturally, people approached me first since she was seated behind me. I let her harsh tone slide that day. Later, she escalated the situation and yelled at me again after someone asked me another question. When she shouted at me, that was the final straw. I stared into her eyes, calmly and with a firm voice, warned her that if she ever yelled at me again, I would report her to the Library of Congress Personnel Office for verbal abuse and have it documented at the legal office for age discrimination against a young woman, me. I became aware of the workplace laws that needed to be upheld during my time spent with the wise, secular matriarchs in the projects. They would gather in the courtyard, sipping their drinks, sharing stories of their frustrations at work, and recounting how they reported such incidents to the relevant personnel and legal offices. It was from them that I picked up terms like verbal abuse and age discrimination. When I confronted Miss Smith, I unexpectedly blurted out those words without giving them much thought. I later realized that using those phrases would likely unsettle her, signaling that I was not as naive as I might have appeared, despite my youth. After I stood up to that bully, she never treated me with condescension again. Naturally, our working environment became uncomfortable after our altercation. I was still quite naive, believing that if I was polite and kind, everyone would naturally like me. A significant realization had dawned upon me. Not every individual will give their seal of approval to my being. Working at the Library of Congress taught me to learn how to dig into the inner workings of an organization. It allowed me to familiarize myself with the structure, employees, and their respective roles. This knowledge proved to be instrumental in effectively handling the constant stream of phone calls that came my way and ready to assist anyone who stopped by my desk with inquiries. Furthermore, my time spent at the Library of Congress underscored the importance of asserting myself when dealing with a difficult coworker. My 90-day tenure at the Library of Congress in the James Madison Memorial Building came to an end, and I was relieved to leave. Heeding Mr. Cohen's advice to take initiative and network, I asked my colleague from the restaurant, Jake, who was a student at George Washington University, if he was aware of any job openings in Washington, D.C. He suggested that I look into applying for a position at Constitution Hall, a famous landmark and prestigious concert venue located in downtown D.C. Jake encouraged me to go directly to the hall and submit my application in person. Constitution Hall was a transformative experience that shattered my preconceived notions and revealed the profound truth that all races are inherently equal. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards, Diaries. Memoir Mischief Never Sleeps. See you tomorrow.